whether they will do that. He brought it in because you have to remember, the things are not for keeping. The things are for being used. This is given to me to use. I cannot keep it. Because keeping has no meaning. What is keeping? Keeping from what? From an ever-changing universe? Everything is being changed. So be clever to concentrate your energy towards the most important thing to do. Yes?
Does this mean also, this last line, since something will be lost in the water, take lead of the less and gain the better? Does that also refer to dropping the bricks off the wall?
Of course we will go back to that, yes. This is the same water. This is saving it. This is being choosy. But the choice is not choose this one or choose that one.
Okay.
Choose a direction. Understand the better. So your focal point will be towards the better stuff. So you will lose the worse. Because something is going to die. Let the lesser one to die out. Yes?
How the excellence and sagacity of Lokman became manifest to those who made trial.
Now we are going to understand why this Lokman is khub, is very kind fellow. Up to here, he tried to deny the state of slave, being a slave and stuff like that. He said he's a good guy. Now, this is a good guy, right? You like him. You like him because you know that his master loves him. His master wants to let him free. But he likes to be there. We did all of that. Why? Because this Lokman is the example to show you what the friendship is. And this goes with a very, very famous old story about a melon. There is this story here in this book. We say Lokman did it. Someone else, they could say someone else. This is a very old story. Story goes like this. There is this master sitting down. Somebody will bring an offering, a very big melon. And the master would look at the melon. You know what the problem with the melon is? You cannot say if it is really ripe or not. It's not that obvious. So the master will cut a little piece and will give it to a slave here and will give it to Lokman. And Lokman will eat that one with a very ferocious appetite and delight. He likes that gesture. Therefore, he will give him another piece. And another, and another, up to the last moment that a little piece is remaining. And he's enjoying, the slave enjoying that melon. Then he will bite the last piece, he will see it's bitter. And you don't know what bitter is, because melon especially, there is a sickness in melon. When it is bitter, God forbid. I mean, one bite. Yeah, in childhood, I remember, I wish I died. Damn that! Right? You didn't say, what? This is bitter. But you ate it like that, right? Because you gave it to me. I have received so many sweets from your hand. Should I refuse this? This was tasteful to me. You see, he started from the friendship and said, you don't know what the friendship is. Friendship is this. Here, we're not talking about two friends. We're talking about two fellows. One is master. The other one is a real master. We explained it to you, right? But this is what the attitude is. This is what friendship means. Yes.
This is the same attitude as the lover towards the beloved, right?
That's hope. There is no difference between dust and beloved. These are different words. The main thing is that passion.
Whatever food they brought to him, he would send someone to Lukman after, that Lukman might put his hand to it on purpose that the master might eat his leavings. He would eat his remains.
This is quite simple leftover.
Yeah.
Paschal is leftover.
He would eat his remnants and be enraptured. Any food that he did not taste, he would throw away. Or if he ate without heart and without appetite, this is affinity without end. They had brought a melon as a present. "Go," said he, "call my son Lukman." When he cut it and gave him a slice, he ate it as if it were sugar and honey. On account of the pleasure with which he ate, he gave him a second, till the slices reached the 17th. One slice remained. He said, "I will eat this, so that I may see what a sweet melon this is." He eats it with such pleasure that from his delight, natures have become eager and craving the morsel. As soon as he ate it, by its sourness there was kindled fire, blistered his tongue and burnt his throat. He became beside himself for a while on account of its sourness. After that he said to him, "Oh, soul and world, how did you make all this poison an antidote? How did you deem this cruelty to be kindness? What patience is this? For what reason is this great fortitude? Or perchance, in your opinion, this life of yours is an enemy? Why did you not cunningly bring a plea saying, 'I have an excuse, desist for a while'?" Lukman said, "From your kindness hand I have eaten so much that I am double with shame. I was ashamed not to eat one bitter thing from thy hand, O you who are possessed of knowledge. Since all parts of me have grown from your bounty and are plunged in your bait and snare, if I make outcry and complaint because of one bitter thing, may the dust of 100 roads be on parts of me. It had the enjoyment of your sugar-bestowed hand. How could it leave any bitterness in this melon? By love, bitter things become sweet. By love, pieces of copper become golden. By love, dregs become clear. By love, pains become healing. By love, the dead is made living. By love, the king is made a slave. This love, moreover, is the result of knowledge. Who sat in foolishness on such throne? On what occasion did deficient knowledge give birth to this love? Deficient gives birth to love, but for that which is lifeless.
That's the difference. So, you heard this story, and it was quite simple. And the explanation, I believe it didn't need any talking. So this is what it is. So, what do you think when you're listening to this? I remember my first reaction when I heard this story for the first time. I remember because I was a little child. And as a little child, I had always different scratch here and there because I was not a very quiet one. So there were always wounds. And I remember when they were talking about this, I was playing with a wound on my knee. And it hurt. And I was thinking that, why does it hurt? What is this miserable life? I'll put myself in this story, and I think that, okay, God has given me life and all those pleasures, and I'm nagging about this pain, which is a part of that. I remember the laughter of the teacher when I brought it in. But in a way, he explained, what do I mean by friendship? What do I mean by loving? What do I mean by love? And he started to explain love, which he wouldn't do. And when he called it ishq, which is the other word for love, he will not do it. He will do it mahabbat. He knows that this is closer to love in Arabic language, because they don't say ishq, they say hope. And this is mahabbat, means means what? Mahabbat means transferring love, the essence of love. And so that essence of love will change everything. Because before that, the animal is there and nothing else. And when that comes in, suddenly everything is upside down. This is why we are trying to let you practice and get accustomed to upside down. Because the world of love is upside down. We are talking about the exception because the universe of love is exception, there is no rule. That's why, because we believe that the bitterness will transform with love. There are a lot of stuff that normally nobody will handle really quietly. Everybody facing those situations, the first reaction is disgust. But when you're dealing with the children, they do all that and you don't mind it at all. It's not that you're suffering and you're enduring the pain. It's not painful to you. Because of that feeling over there. This feeling we're talking about, it will change everything. It will turn everything upside down. Why? Because this love we are talking about, this love that will purify everything, will cure all the pains, which will revive a dead person and will turn a king to a slave. This love we are talking about is the outcome of knowledge. But special kind of knowledge. Because the knowledge outside scientific description of knowledge you're giving to me is always an unfinished stuff, right? So it's never complete. Huh? That non-complete knowledge will not create love. There is another kind of knowledge which is complete. It's not 97%. Remember that? There is no 97% loving something. You love it or not. We're talking about that knowledge. Here, he will explain two kinds of knowledge and he will not change the word. The word is Danish. Remember that in Persian, Danish, Binesh. Danish means knowledge, to understand. Danai means knowing. Binesh means vision, the way you see it. And we always say, we are not talking about Danish, we are talking about Binesh. This is what we talk about. Here we say, that one, the real meaning is here. This love I'm talking about, moreover, is the result of knowledge. That's why it's this important. That's why I put it at the high echelon. But remember,